WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's a potentially pivotal day for former President Donald Trump. He must secure a bond for a nearly $500 million fraud judgment or risk enforcement. And ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York says that's not his only major legal event.
Donald Trump never has really faced a day quite like this. The whole predicament over the possibility of his assets being seized. And he's coming here to court on the very day for a hearing in the case that accuses him of concealing a sex scandal from voters in 2016 by falsifying business records.
The Kremlin does not deny the four suspects in Friday's attack in Moscow have been tortured. Two have pleaded guilty to the attack that left more than 130 dead. ISIS-K has claimed responsibility. L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani said he'll address reporters for the first time since his interpreter was fired after questions about more than $4 million in payments from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Madison Police Department, one person was shot in downtown Madison early Sunday morning. Officers and detectives were sent to the scene of the 300 block of West Gorham Street just before 3 a.m. Sunday morning. The victim was an adult man. He was sent to a local hospital to be treated for his injuries, although it is unknown the extent of those injuries. On Saturday night, the La Crosse Fire Department were dispatched to the upper units of a duplex in La Crosse due to smoke being found in the area. Crews arrived and found a fire. More crews arrived and quickly extinguished the fire and then searched the rest of the home, finding that the fire did not spread, according to the department. The majority of the fire was found in the attic. No injuries were reported. Moderate to severe damages happened to the unit. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have more rain on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We may get another half inch to an inch of rain by the time it all winds down tomorrow afternoon. Today, cloudy, rain likely 53 our high this afternoon. A little breezy tonight with a low of 45. More rain tomorrow with a high near 54. It'll be cooler Wednesday with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7.
Thank you so much for spending your Monday with us. We do appreciate it. John Cafferty now on The Dark Side.
The dark side's calling out of the misery. She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. We'll be right back.
99.7 Max FM.
Going to be now. There is Men at Work. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 9 minutes after seven. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Monday?
Good morning, Maddie. Yep, back to work Monday. You know, we have to cherish those nights, right, where you wake up about a couple of hours before your alarm clock goes off.
Yes, yes.
And then if you're one of the lucky ones, you fall back to sleep, but then you fall back to sleep about 15 minutes before your alarm clock is going to go off.
All the time. I know exactly what you're talking about. So what you're saying is it was a short night and it's going to be a very long day for you today.
You nailed it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody wants to roll into a Monday like that. That's a bummer. Well, I'm sorry you didn't sleep last night.
We'll get through it. It's all right.
Lots of coffee. That's all it takes. Yes. Maybe a donut with a sprinkler too. You know, it that makes everything
just
feel
have to
better.
Double up on everything, and
that's
we'll
right.
Be okay.
That's right. It's fine. It's Monday. That's totally expected. Now, did you guys do anything fun and exciting at your house this weekend?
It was a weird weekend because Friday. So Chris had a procedure. Had to take her into the hospital.
Yep.
Patient on Friday. So spent a lot of. She's fine, but
that's good. That's good. That was my next question.
Right. Yeah. But we spent a good chunk of time at the hospital on Friday. So then when we
That's never fun, by the way.
It really isn't.
Doesn't matter if you're only going in for something really minor or something just routine. It's never fun to sit in a hospital. It's just not, right? That's not the party place that you think that it could actually be. I mean, even when there's good stuff happening, like a new baby or something like that, you're still in a hospital. And the goal is to just get out of there as fast as you can, which is not to take away from any of the great things that doctors, nurses, or the staffs do. Just nobody wants to be in the hospital. It's just not fun. So I understand that. You just kind of want to get the stuff over with and head home. I get
exactly,
that. So
exactly.
But
got through that, and then she recuperated throughout most of the day. And then on Saturday, she still wasn't feeling 100%. So it was left to me and the teenager to go take care of the grocery shopping. That was interesting.
Now, did she make a list, or did she just leave it up to you guys to get whatever you kind of felt like throwing in the cart or whatever you think was needed?
You've never met my wife then, huh? There's
you
no way she would just leave
list.
It us, up to us. We'd come back with a whole bunch of frozen pizzas and junk food and
ho-hos, ding-dongs, all of that kind of stuff. Fine. It's what good diets are made of.
And we got it taken care of. That was
awesome.
Fine. And then yesterday, she actually had to leave for a work thing that she's got going on. So she had to travel in all the cruddy weather.
Oh, it was yucky yesterday.
But she made it to her destination. And then I think, Phoenix and I spent the rest of the weekend just kind of hanging out. And I tried to figure out if ELO is actually a bucket list concert for me or not.
Okay.
Because Jeff Lynne and ELO, they're going to do a farewell tour.
Sure.
This
saw
year.
That.
And they're going to be playing, I think they're going to be playing Chicago and the XL Energy Center. So,
a couple of big ones.
So I listened to, and then Phoenix and I, we kind of took turns going through a musical playlist yesterday. And that was kind of fun because he was playing some of his stuff and I was playing some of my stuff.
So, what kind of stuff does Phoenix listen to?
You know, he gets a lot of his musical interest from games.
Sure.
So the games he plays, the music that is in the background, he gets really hooked into that. He likes a lot of the almost kind of techno stuff, but he's also kind of finding some of the more melodic stuff, which is cool. I like the fact that he's finding some songs that are out there. So that's cool. And and
it's always fun to see what their interests are, isn't it? Like where their musical tastes lie. Like did I rub off on them at all, or are they just going in a completely different direction? For in my kid's case, it's a little bit of both, just in case anybody's wondering.
It's nice when you can share a little bit of the musical taste, you know, because if they're always listening to the stuff that is abrasive and you don't want to listen to it, it makes those road trips rough, right?
We're looking at you, Dexter James.
So how was your weekend? Did you go to Milwaukee?
A super busy weekend. Saturday was actually gorgeous. My goodness, it turned out to be an incredibly beautiful day. It was a little cold on the lakefront, which Max lives not far from the lake in Milwaukee. So my husband, being the dude that he is, was like, I can do this without a coat. And I was like, look at I'm just watching the flags whip over there. And then because where Max lives, there's no real great parking. So you end up walking blocks just to get to his apartment. But we left here about 10 a.m. We got over to IKEA around noon. My husband had one goal in his mind. It was to find that piece of furniture we were looking for, get it, get out, and be out of IKEA within a half hour.
Wow,
well, you
that
can't
is,
even...
He's
That's lofty.
His goals high there in IKEA.
We did it though. Legs. Okay. I am short. I am only 5'1". My legs were going as fast as they could to absolutely keep up with him. I was pretty much sprinting through that store. Once we got to the storage area, you know, where they have a lot of different shelving and stuff like that, we found basically what we were looking for right there. Not incredibly high priced because, well, duh, IKEA. And so then we just had to make our way all the way into the warehouse and pick it up. If you've ever been to IKEA, you know that it's kind of a self-serve deal. So we got our piece of furniture. Now, mind you, it was just the two of us, and it was two great big boxes. One weighed 72 pounds and the other weighed 64 pounds. And it's a good thing that I've been working on the resistance training because I had to help hoist those things into the truck. Uh-huh. But we did that. And in the meantime, we're trying to call our kid, right? He's texting me starting at 8 a.m., wondering if we're coming over, what time we're going to get there. Then all of a sudden, crickets. Now, noon rolls around and we pull into IKEA and I'm like, well, maybe he wants some say in this. You know, at least we could video chat him so he can see with nothing. Can't get a hold of him. So then we get done. Right, exactly. So then we get done at IKEA and we realize that he lives on the third floor and these boxes are really heavy and we have no way of getting them to the third floor by ourselves. So then we run over to a home improvement store and pick up one of those foldable hand carts or dollies or whatever you want to call them. There are a few other things that we realized we needed, and Corey needed a new step stool for his truck for when he goes to all of these different tower sites and all of that good stuff. So we loaded up on that. Meantime, we're trying to call our kid. Radio silence. I'm like, he better be dead because I am crabby. We're over here for you to do stuff for you, and now you aren't even bothering to answer your phone. And so we go out to eat, one of the best places ever that we ate. Have you ever heard of Honey Puffs? Now, there's a Swedish technical name for them. I'm not going to try to pronounce it because I will just butcher it. These were like little mini donuts, or as Corey called them, basically little puffs of elephant ears dipped in real honey and cinnamon and sugar.
Oh boy.
And they bring them to your table before you even order. And it was just the most amazing thing I've ever had.
Delightful.
They were amazing, absolutely amazing. And if you really wanted to get fancy, they had like Oreo and cream honey puffs, and they had chocolate honey puffs. I was good with just the plain old honey puffs that they brought to my table because those were fantastic. So we eat this amazing lunch, still nothing from our kid. I'm like, well, now what do you want to do? And Corey's like, oh, all I'm going to say is if we get over there and we ring his buzzer and he doesn't come to the door, he's like, we're leaving this stuff at the door and he can figure out the IKEA instructions on his own. Because now dad is mad. Like dad at first thought it was a little funny. He's just not answering the phone, sending you to voicemail. And then after 2.5 hours of this, dad had had it as well. So we climb all the way up to the third floor because it's faster to use the stairs than it is the elevator in Max's building. And so we get to the third floor and I'm that annoying parent. I'm like, bzz, 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 bzz. And pretty soon he calls me and he's like, what? And I said, we've been trying to get a hold of you for 2.5 hours. I said, come let us in. So he's talking to me as he's coming down the hallway. Well, I went and worked out and then my phone was on silent and blah, blah, blah. I had all these excuses and I get it. He has been really, really busy. So you can't be too mad at him if he fell back asleep. Except turn your phone on when you do that, right? Like turn your phone on. Uh-huh. And so we get into his apartment. I look around it, you know, and the kid's been busy and I'm trying to hold in my mom judgment. And his dad looks around his apartment. And he's like, dude, do you own a mop or a dust rag or like a dish rag or anything? And I'm like, oh, see, I didn't say it. That was the only thing that I was thankful for, Finn, is I didn't say the words. I think Max knew what I was thinking, but I'm looking around and he has literally only been home about an hour a day for the past week because it's crazy with all of his projects. You know, they're coming to the end of the year with school stuff. So it's busy. And so we get this furniture unloaded and a couple other things unloaded. And I'm looking around and Max has an end table, right? He has an end table. And I'm looking at this box over in his living room and it's full of cups and plates and bowls and there's stuff in it that's stuck to the bottom. And I'm like, dude, when was the last time you did these dishes? And I said, why are they sitting on this box? He goes, well, because I was using it as an end table. I said, you mean like the real end table you have right next to it? Like you couldn't have... So now I breathe. It's fine. It's fine. Mom's there. Mom's there. We'll fix this all up. And he literally needed storage because it's 180 square feet. When he moved in there, we did it in about, 5 minutes? I don't know. And so he kind of just was off and running, and we haven't really had time since then to really get the apartment accommodated to what he now knows he needs. So that was the entire goal on Saturday. So while he and Dad put the furniture together, because IKEA furniture, it took about 4.5 hours, I cleaned all afternoon. That was my mom task. And then I also went out and ran a few errands and got him some more of those organizational things that he needs and got that all kind of lined up and done while they were working on that stuff. Cool. We got home at midnight. It was midnight when we finally rolled back into our driveway.
What, Saturday night?
Saturday night. Yeah, it was a late one. And then, of course, yesterday, Aspen, she does not sleep in. She does not care that I'm tired. She does not care that I went to bed at 1:30 after rolling in at midnight. She was up at 6. And I was like, why? You don't even get up at 6 during the real week. But she was up. She was ready to roll. She was ready for a puppy walk, and she was ready to play. So yesterday was one of those days where I really tried hard to get a lot of stuff done, but I was really tired. So every time I'd do one thing, then my chair would call me for about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, mm-hmm. and then I'd get up and do one other thing. So really, it was just kind of a bust yesterday. But yeah, it was a good weekend. It was fun. He's coming home over Easter for a couple of days, and then he goes back to school for an entire week, and then the following week is his spring break, which he informed me he will not be coming home for. He is in the middle of getting ready for what they call Ops Day for their classes, where literally the two different years, year one and year two students, take over PBS. And all of the programming is done by the students at MATC. And so May 8th is Ops Day. And so he will be incredibly busy getting his 28-minute piece together for on curling for Ops Day to air on PBS. He's helping out a couple other groups with some stuff because they all kind of help each other out. They're allowed to, they have these core groups, but they're allowed to get help from other students if they're willing to participate. So Max is helping out another friend with his project. And then he's got obviously projects for all the other classes that he's in. And he's like, Mom, the school is open. And he's like, I might come home for a day or so. I said, dude, don't even apologize. This is your main priority right now. Get your stuff done. Roll into summer. Do well. That's the whole goal of this. So that was pretty much the weekend. I also offered my services during the next few weeks. I'm like, dude, if you feel like you are just getting way out of depth in this apartment and things are just not getting cleaned up and you know that it's the laundry's piling up or you've got too many dishes, I said, put it at SOS. I said, I will come over and help you. I will help you clean. I don't need a maid. I said, I'm not offering maid service. I'm offering my time so that you can continue to be a really great student. This is not maid service in my book. This is me literally saying, you know what? You need to concentrate on this and not worry about this other stuff. I mean, my mom helped me out in college all the time. Even after I had my kid, she'd come over and sometimes help me just so I could get caught up and all of that. Somebody just to take care of the boys for a couple minutes, you know, just so you can do dishes or take like a real shower that's longer than 2 minutes at a crack, right. You know, so I'm more than willing to do that. And he's like, I might take you up on that. I said, then all you have to do is text or give me a call. But I said, there's no excuse for this apartment to look like it did when we walk in there because you have the most gigantic storage unit I've ever seen now, thanks to you and your dad's hard work.
Well, it's a busy time for him, you know.
It is.
It's super cool that he's going to have a piece that's running on.
Yeah.
That's going to run on PBS.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's awesome. He's applying for internships for this summer at a couple different places in Milwaukee so that, you know, all TV obviously related so that he can keep honing in on some of his skills. He and his dad had a long conversation this weekend, and it sounds like Max is going to be the producer of our Circus Parade broadcast on TV 43. Cool. Corey will be the executive producer, so he still has the overall say, and Max gets a little help, but you know, he needs some hours for a different, it's called TV co-op, and he needs so many hours of outside projects from school. And so parades and things like that, just happens that his dad and I know how to get a hold of some of those things and you know, do some of those things. So we're able to give him a few credit hours for that kind of stuff. So it should be good stuff. Good things coming up for him. And Dexter, he hung out at home. He wasn't feeling great this weekend. So he had Grammy checking on him a few times on and off. So, and he and Aspen just kind of hung out and played games all day.
Now this weird weather, it's just kind of giving you some of the blahs, isn't it? I mean, you go from those warm temperatures to colder temperatures and just back and forth. It takes its
toll. And really, this week is going to be kind of the same thing. I mean, we've got these 2 days of rain coming up. Let me just say, though, if you're bummed about the rain, you just be thankful that we're not in northern Wisconsin or to the west of us and to the west of here in Minnesota, because they are getting hammered right now with snow and wind and craziness. So I'll take some rain. I'll take the rain right now over, 22 inches of snow forecasted in some areas in Minnesota and South Dakota. That's insanity. I'll take a half inch of rain over that any day. Hey, Finn, we've got to make somebody, hopefully qualify some people here this morning with our Civic Media Statewide Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. Now, if you don't already have the Civic Media app from your Google Store, your Apple Store, you have time to get that because you have from now until 8 a.m. to text us this word of the hour. And by doing that through the app, you're going to qualify yourself for a getaway to Chula Vista Resort. You're also going to qualify for our grand prizes, which include a couple of bicycles, a blender, and even a patio love seat. So really just equipping you for everything you need for spring. I'm thinking about margaritas on the deck with that blender is what I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm. Sitting on the love seat with your marg in your hand. I mean, forget the bicycles. I don't have enough talent for a bicycle, but I can drink a margarita with like nobody's business, Van.
Easy work.
That's super easy compared to the bicycle stuff. Now, all you have to do is text the word vacation. That is our word of the hour. Vacation is your word of the hour. Now, go to the Civic Media app. If you've already downloaded that, scroll to the very bottom. You're going to see Max the Mouse's little face there. Click on that, and then it will prompt you on how to text the word vacation to us so you can qualify for all of those amazing prizes. Now, you have until 8 a.m., so again, if you haven't already gotten the app on your phone, you have time to do so. Plus, the cool thing is not only do you have this hour to qualify with the word vacation, but you're going to have the 10 a.m. hour, the 1 p.m. hour, and the 3 p.m. hour to qualify as well. Qualify as many times as you want, all right? There's no stipulations on how many times you can qualify. Vacation, though, your word of this hour in that statewide Ride into Spring text contest. Now, let's talk about this forecast a little bit. We were just alluding to it, right? Cloudy today, rain likely, 53. It is definitely soggy out there. You're going to want your umbrella handy for the next couple of days. Breezy tonight, down to 45. I'm just glad that sleet from last night stopped. We had sleet like crazy out here, and Corey came home for dinner, and he's like, this deck is really, really slick. But then temperatures warmed up.
I got brain freeze for a while. Had to take the dogs out.
Oh, man.
Man, it was windy, and it was...
Yeah, it was nasty. Crazy. It was nasty. And I was like, ooh, I hope this sleet stuff doesn't last and it changes to rain. And luckily it did because the temperatures warmed up a little bit. More rain on the way tomorrow with a high near 54. And then on Wednesday, temperatures definitely cooler, 40 for a high. Right now it is 38. We've got some texts rolling in this morning through our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. Remember, you got to do it through the Civic Media app. Download that if you don't already have it. The word of this hour is vacation. And again, you're qualifying perhaps to win a getaway to Chula Vista Resort and some of those grand prizes, but you got to text us by 8 a.m. in the Ride into Spring Text to Win contest.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of March, the Spirit Pumps will benefit Baraboo Area High School Baseball. Please support our local students by using the Spirit Pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
7:30 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. Hopefully you're staying dry and just kind of slipping into another work week. Here's Billy Ocean. It's Caribbean Queen on Max FM.
She's simply awesome. She dashed by me in painted on jeans. And all head turned cause she was the cream. In the blink.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:33 right now. And Finn taking qualifiers right now for the statewide ride into Spring Text to Win contest. Your word of this hour is vacation. You need to text us through the Civic Media app. If you have that downloaded, make sure you go find Max the Mouse. Click on him at the very bottom of that app, by the way, and then it will prompt you on how to get a text to us. But vacation is your word this hour. And of course, you have until 8 o'clock to make sure you text us that word so that you can qualify for all those amazing prizes, including a getaway to Chula Vista and then the grand prizes, which include a couple bicycles, a blender, and even a patio love seat. So text this morning. Vacation is your word to ride into spring, at least for this hour, because you're going to have more chances to qualify later today during the 10 a.m. hour, the 1 p.m. hour, and the 3 p.m. hour as well. So a couple chances with you, in fact. Yeah. Now, remember, all of us last week, over the past few weeks, really, have been talking about this Kate Middleton situation, and a lot of people have been poking a little bit of fun at Buckingham Palace for how they've handled some of her, basically, her mysterious disappearance. Well, if you're one of those people, you officially suck. In fact, we all kind of suck, because she posted a video over the weekend explaining why she's been missing in action since that abdominal surgery in January. It turns out that she has, or at least had, cancer. She said the operation was for a condition they initially thought was non-cancerous, but tests after the fact showed that, quote, cancer had been present. So she's been undergoing preventative chemotherapy as well as radiation. She said in her video, if you happen to watch it or even catch clips of it on social media, that as you can imagine, this has taken time. It's taken time. This is a quote from her. It's taken us time, for me to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. Now, after this video went up, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who we all know has been a little strange from the family, right? They issued a statement saying that they wish health and healing to Kate and the family and hope that they're able to do so privately in peace, a couple of people who would know a little bit about too much media in certain situations. There were lots of well wishes from people all over the world, and Blake Lively, she actually had to apologize on social media for making fun of Kate's viral Photoshop fails, and now people are calling on Kim Kardashian to apologize for a post where she joked she was going to look for Kate. So, obviously, Buckingham Palace, as we talked about, did not really do themselves any favor in this situation. I kind of understand why now that you're dealing with cancer, but at the same time, they handled it really badly. They didn't help it.
Know why they weren't really saying too much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, you kind of had to know that it was something that was probably not great, just based on the fact that obviously we had not seen her since January. This was a really big deal. And nobody had seen her, heard from her, and nobody had had any communication with her since January. And then they started doing these Photoshop fails and things. And so you kind of knew something had to be up, right? Like, if you have any inkling whatsoever, you knew that something had to be up with Kate Middleton at that point. So they did clear the air, though, and the video is still going viral at this point. If you do want to catch it,
well, it got to the point where she just felt like she had to address it.
I think she did it for a time when she felt it was appropriate for her, for William, and probably their three kids. That's what my guess would be. But but sometimes it's just I don't know. You know, Buckingham Palace, they didn't handle it well. And I understand trying to give them privacy, but at the same time, they could have said, it's a personal matter. We'll give you the information when we feel it's appropriate. At least people wouldn't have thought that she was just missing completely or had left William or something like that, right? There was a lot of speculation.
It's kind of a tough call, isn't it? I mean, really, they're not under any obligation to give the world any type of information like that when it is a personal matter. But at the same time,
you're a famous public figure, world famous public figure.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I didn't need them to tell me everything, because obviously this is a very private matter. But even saying that, it's a personal matter. The family will address it when they feel it's appropriate. At least people wouldn't have thought it was like a Diana situation from way back in the day when she left Charles. Right. I mean, because there was all sorts of speculation about what was going on. So So at least it would have been at least, you know, maybe people would have settled down in the social media realm of things. But it also tells you how crazy social media has gotten, that they felt like they had to put a stop to the rumors mm-hmm. because social media had just gone crazy with all of their different conspiracy theories and all of that good stuff. So yikes.
Yeah, but don't you feel they would have kept quiet even longer?
Yeah,
if,
probably.
If it hadn't been for the social media probably. Reaction.
Yeah. I think so. But obviously, I'm not a royal family watcher. I've never stayed up until, you know, the wee early morning hours to watch weddings and things like that. But anytime anybody's dealing with cancer, it doesn't matter who they are and what public level, you wish them all the best, because that's never a fun battle to go through for anybody. So, exactly. And she's young. I mean, their kids are really young. So you got to hope that she snaps out of this and is able to recover very, very quickly, because, well, you know, I kind of like Kate. I mean, I don't know much about the royal family, but from when I've seen her in interviews and when I've watched her with public and all of the different philanthropic things that she does, I kind of like Kate. I don't dislike her at all, you know. Yeah. And I kind of understood why Meghan and Harry decided to leave the royal family when that was a huge news story a couple years ago as well. I get it. You know, nobody wants to deal with the press and the media all that much. And it seemed like they were really infatuated with Meghan Markle and her relationship with Harry. So
I don't understand the fascination. But,
they're just a family, people. They don't even really have any meaning to anything in England anymore. It's just it's like a traditional thing now is essentially what it is. It's not like they're making ruling decisions. It's not like they're making laws. They don't do anything. They're just a family now who
has. Family.
Exactly. So, but you know, we all like to kind of dig into those things, and we think now with social media we have all the more rights to do so than we ever have before, unfortunately. Now, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, Finn. Soggy is really what it's going to be for the next couple of days. A lot of rain coming our way. Sean Gable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gap Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Tuesday, we have the Don Schellenberger Farm Machinery online-only auction ending at 10 a.m. Features some very nice international tractors, as well as a full line of farm equipment. There is a preview at his farm on Highway W just outside of Baraboo on Monday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Also on Wednesday, we have a real estate auction open house for 76 acres of vacant land located near Hillsboro. The open house runs from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Parcel 1 is 14 acres with some pole sheds for machinery storage. Parcel 2, 33.57 acres of vacant land, nice tillable land and building sites. And Parcel 3, 28 acres with some woods and building sites as well. More information on our website. Then on Thursday is our March Farm Consignment Auction ending at 9 a.m. That catalog is also open and posted for bidding on our website. So remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Spring sports season is set to kick off around the area this week. Of course, Mother Nature will have to cooperate for that to take place. Be sure to check out the school schedules before heading to any event to make sure they are indeed on. Some games that will definitely take place will be the Sauk Prairie baseball team, as they're actually in Tampa, Florida to take on some Minnesota schools these next few days. Tomorrow night, the team will take on Osseo at 4:30. Then on Wednesday, they've got a matchup versus Elk River at 10:30 a.m. And then on Thursday, it's going to be a matchup against Apple Valley. Again, all that from the Baseball City Complex in Tampa, Florida. Softball games, baseball games, and some scrimmages are all on the schedule for this week. But again, we got to see if the weather will allow those to take place. Badger men eliminated in the first round of the NCAA tournament back on Friday night. Turnovers doomed the Badgers, and James Madison was able to take advantage. They'd steal it away and then score on many of those extra opportunities. 72-61 ends up being the final there for the game. James Madison went on to lose to Duke 93-55, the final there. Blue Devils will move on to face the number one seed, as Houston was able to survive last night in OT. The top-seeded Cougars went the distance with Texas A&M, and then more, 100-95 was the final there. Marquette and NC State on the other side of that bracket for the Sweet 16. In the Midwest, 1, 2, 3, and 5 survived. Purdue will be taking on number 5 Gonzaga, and number 2 Tennessee will match up with Creighton this upcoming weekend. Clemson able to take down number 3 Baylor yesterday, 72-64 the final. With that, the Tigers move on to face the Wildcats of Arizona, and then the number 1 and 4 seed advance on the other side there, as North Carolina and Alabama are in the other matchup. And then for the East, the relatively chalky Sweet 16 continues as UConn, the one seed, will go against number 5 San Diego State. And on the other side, it will be 2 versus 3, Iowa State and Illinois. That'll be played out Thursday and Friday, and then the Elite 8 on Saturday and Sunday. Bucks victorious last night, 118-93 at home over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Giannis with 30 points and 19 rebounds. It was a triple-double from Chris Middleton at 11 points, 10 boards, and 10 assists. Bobby Portis off the bench for 15 and 6, and Damian Lillard with 11 and 6 in the contest as well. Very big team victory as the scoring was spread all across the bench, including Pat Connaughton with 11 points as well. Big win versus a talented Thunder team. Bucks will remain home and host the Lakers tomorrow night. That's going to be the TNT game at 6:30. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
We have more rain on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We may get another half inch to an inch of rain by the time it all winds down tomorrow afternoon. Today, cloudy, rain likely, 53 our high this afternoon. Little breezy tonight with a low of 45. More rain tomorrow with a high near 54. It'll be cooler Wednesday with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7.
7:45 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line at 355-9970. Here's Genesis. This is Invisible Touch on Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:49 right now. Some big doings out here at Goose Poop Pond, Finn. I just got notified that the work starts on our studio this morning. I'm very, very excited. I know. They're buying supplies right now. Going to come over and take out some shelves and all of that good stuff and then start the painting. I'm very, very excited. So can't wait to like regain a family room and get a studio with, you know, that's not a moving curtain, and it's gonna be good stuff. I'm very, very excited. Some other big doings out here on Goose Poop Pond. It's our Ride into Spring statewide text to win contest, and you have about 10 more minutes to get the word vacation to us if you haven't already done so. We'd love for you to qualify for that getaway to Chula Vista Resort and those grand prizes, including bicycles, a patio love seat, and even a blender, really getting you ready for spring and summer. If you want to qualify, remember, you have to have the Civic Media app. And in order to get that, you can go to your Google or your Apple store. It's a free download. Scroll all the way to the bottom. You'll see Max the Mouse's face there, and then it'll prompt you on how to get that text to us. But vacation is your word of this hour, about another 10 minutes to get that word to us. And remember, more chances to qualify later today. You're going to have a couple chances during the 10 o'clock hour and the 1 o'clock hour, and then again later this afternoon at 3 o'clock. So a lot more chances to qualify, and that's the best part. It's not like a one and done thing. Like, if you qualify this morning, you can still qualify later this afternoon in all those other hours. So pretty cool stuff. So get us that word of the hour when you hear it. And again, for 10 more minutes, it happens to be vacation. We have some birthdays we have to celebrate today. Taking a look at the celebrity list right now. And of course, we'll remind you that if you know somebody who's celebrating today, or maybe you're celebrating yourself, you can also text us that, 355-9970. So let's start here at the top of our celebrity list with Allison Michalka, who happened to be Liv's best friend Peyton on iZombie. You might also remember her from Hellcats. She was Allie in the teen pop duo Allie and AJ, and she was also Jenny's girlfriend Brooke on 2 and a Half Men. She's celebrating her 35th birthday today. Catherine McPhee, she is the non-genius member of Scorpion. Before that, you knew her from NBC Smash and as the American Idol runner-up who lost out to Taylor Hicks. She also had a Netflix sitcom called Country Comfort. I don't know what it says about her acting skills, but none of her shows actually last.
Yeah, Smash was on and off real quick.
Yeah.
Isn't she married to David Foster?
Yeah. They have a little boy together. I think he's like 1.5, 2 years old. Is all, so they've been together for quite a few years, but she is celebrating her 40th birthday today. Danica Patrick, auto racing superstar. She's also the GoDaddy girl, and now she's hawking me car insurance so that I can fix my car without, you know, having to worry about it. Anyway, she's celebrating her 42nd today. Packers fans will also know her as the once girlfriend of Aaron Rodgers as well. She spent a lot of time in Green Bay that one season and a half, something like that. Who can keep up with Aaron Rodgers these days? Lee Pace, he's the Galactic Emperor Brother Day on Foundation. He's also Legolas Father King. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that in the Legolas. Hobbit movies. There we go.
Legolas, you know they're going to bust you over that one.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm not into my Hobbit movies, Lord of the Rings, any of that. I'm so sorry. I do always feel
I
bad,
caught it because I don't know any of that stuff either, but somehow that one, I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. Like, I do always feel bad because I know that there are so many fans and it was just never anything I got into. So I really do apologize. I don't need any mean text this morning. It's Monday. Give me a break.
I could be wrong. I'm the one that's probably wrong. And then I'm going to get busted.
Hobbit. That's what we'll say. He's just in the Hobbit movies. Whatever. He was also Ronan the Accuser in Guardians of the Galaxy, Joe McMillan on Halt and Catch Fire. He is 45 years old today. Lark Voorhees, who played Lisa on Saved by the Bell, she spent the last few years dodging bipolar rumors, generally embarrassing herself. She put herself in a lot of really weird circumstances. She was also in How High with Method Man and Redman and was once engaged to Martin Lawrence, which I had no idea that was actually a thing. Anyway, she is celebrating her 50th birthday today. Now, I don't know if it was bipolar, because because I know she at one time addressed the rumors, and I can't remember what all of that was, but she did address them at one point, and it sounds like, you know, she was going through a lot of things. She's had to undergo a lot of counseling and stuff like that, and, you know, another one of those child star situations where they really have a hard time transitioning from being a child star into being an adult and trying to find real jobs and all of that. So sometimes with the people like that, you got to give them just a little bit of a break as well. But, you know, the new Saved by the Bell is on a streaming platform. Is that Peacock? I believe it's Peacock because it would have been an NBC thing. I think it was, because it would have been an NBC thing. But she's made some guest appearances on that and seems to be doing okay. So at least when I watched the few episodes that I did, because, I mean, sorry, I grew up on Saved by the Bell. If they were going to recreate it, I had to do the nostalgia route and see if it was even remotely as good as it once had been. And for what Saved by the Bell was, it wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't horrible. It's not, you know, Zach Morris and Slater and Jesse, even though they're on the new version as well, but
and
it was
Screech.
I know. Well, he's dead, so he's definitely not appearing on this new version.
Part of it. Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker, your wife will be very excited because SJP is celebrating her 59th birthday today.
She's not on a road trip for work. She's off celebrating SJP Day. That's
right.
What it was.
That's what she's doing. She's holed up in a motel right now watching all the Sarah Jessica Parker she can
she
get.
She can't be distracted. She
That's
needs
right.
to be away from her husband and her son, and she just needs to focus on the SJP Day.
I hope that includes some Square Pegs, because that was still one of my favorite shows ever.
Yeah.
Lisa Gay Hamilton, Judge Holder on The Lincoln Lawyer, and Rebecca Washington on The Practice. She is celebrating her 60th birthday. Marsha Cross is also celebrating a birthday today. She's 62. She, of course, was Bree on Desperate Housewives and President Claire House on Quantico. Brenda Strong, also from Desperate Housewives, she was the narrator, Mary Alice Young. She is 64 today. Most of us are probably going to know her, though, from her legendary Seinfeld role as Sue Ellen, Elaine's braless rival and heir to the O. Henry candy bar fortune. Oh, she was so funny in that. She was so good. Haywood Nelson, Dwayne on What's Happening and What's Happening Now. He is celebrating his 64th birthday. That was a great. That's like one of the most famous lines ever. Bonnie Bedelia, I absolutely love her. She was Camille Braverman on Parenthood. She's always, to a lot of people though, going to be Holly McClain in the Die Hard movies. For somebody who was in a hostage situation, she was probably one of the most calm, cool, collected people I'd ever seen. So. Elton John is celebrating a birthday today. There's some heavy hitters on this list. He is 77 years old. Paul Michael Glazer, Starsky on Starsky and Hutch, is 81 years old. He was the loose cannon of the duo. He had a pretty sweet ride, though, if you ever got to watch the series. He and the original Hutch. He and the original Hutch, David Soul, had a cameo in the Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson movie remake, by the way, if you've ever seen that. Gloria Steinem is celebrating her 90th birthday today. And Jean Shalit, former Today Show movie critic with the amazing Afro-mustache combo. He is celebrating, he is 98 years old today. My goodness.
That's weird. Jean Shalit is actually older than Elton John.
I know. Isn't that strange?
Okay. All right.
It's very strange. Like not even a little, by like a lot, by like almost 21 years. So it's kind of crazy. But speaking of Elton John, we'll pull out some good Elton John here this morning since he's celebrating. Cool. And the Queen of Soul would have celebrated a birthday today as well. Now we've been missing her for quite a few years, but maybe we'll pull out some Pink Cadillac or Freeway of Love or something, just because Aretha Franklin would have celebrated too. I mean, if they're gonna be on the list and they're gonna mention them, then we're gonna definitely try to play some of their music, right? So a couple more minutes to get the Ride into Spring Text to Win contest qualified into that with our word of the hour happens to be vacation. You have until 8 o'clock to make sure you qualify using the Civic Media app and some great prizes to qualify for. We're talking about that getaway to Chula Vista and then some grand prizes, blenders, a couple bicycles, and even a patio love seat. So until 8 o'clock for a couple more minutes, you can qualify. Now, we do have to talk about this weather here, Finn, because, well, it's going to be gloomy for the next couple of days. We are talking lots of rain with a high right around 53 today, a little breezy tonight down to 45, and then more rain on the way tomorrow with a high near 54. We cool things off as we get to midweek. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we recorded somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call